why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about the dialogues of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. This is an interesting conversation and a dialogue that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has with a group of Shia. Now, the situation was such that there was another group of Shia, including a man by the name of Ibn Abi Ghanam Qazwini. And this individual, along with a couple of other Shia people that he had gathered apparently around him, these people, they denied the existence of the 12th divinely appointed Imam. So the Shias who believed in the existence of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, they spoke with him and had a dialogue with him and you know, told His Eminence what was happening. And so in response, we find that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, says that, "I am not afraid if someone turns away from us. And we are the first creations of our Lord, and other creatures and people were created afterwards. And you, O people, why have you fallen into doubt and bewilderment?" So here, in this just a few sentences, we find that first and foremost, His Eminence Imam al-Mahdi shows his bravery and his courage. And of course, this bravery and courage, which stems from faith in the Almighty Allah, it stems from this certainty in the Almighty Allah and trust in the Almighty Allah. So these three factors, just to name a few, are such that when they increase in individual, that is trust in Allah, certainty in Allah, belief and faith in Allah, then an individual automatically becomes strong and brave and courageous in the face of enemies, but not brave and courageous in the face of friends, because as the Quran says as well, that we should be merciful with our friends. So this courage and bravery, of course, it comes, you know, in the face of hardships and trials and difficulties, but also in the face of the enemy, and to not be afraid of somebody other than the Almighty Allah. Of course, there is this reverential fear that an individual has for their parents, for example, or a religious scholar. But here it is this fear of cowering away from an enemy. And in this situation, no, this is not correct. One must have courage. And Imam al-Mahdi here very clearly says that we're not afraid if somebody turns away from us. We have completed our hujjah. We have shown our evidence. We have proven that we are correct, and we are the first creations of our Lord. That, again, a very beautiful statement, very powerful when it comes to its theological aspects, and that the rest of the people were created afterwards. And why have the people fallen into doubt and bewilderment? Of course, there is more than enough proof for them to not fall into doubt and bewilderment. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Once Ayatollah Behjat was speaking about why it is that we are still in the occultation. Why don't we have our Imam with us? What Marhum Ayatollah Behjat explained is that the absence of the Imam, the ghaiba of the Imam, the idea that the Imam is still, after 1400 years, this long period of time, he's still in occultation, the reason is us. I'm going to mention an ayat of Quran, and for those of you who are new, you know that we have a practice, or those of you who are new don't know this. Those of you who are grizzled veterans like myself, you will let everyone know. Normally, we like to go over the ayat of Quran together. So I'm going to mention a verse of the Quran. Brothers and sisters, we will all read that verse of Quran together, and then we'll understand the wisdom in that saying of Marhum Ayatollah Behjat. May his ruh be raised with the Anbiya, inshallah. He also gets benefit from us reciting this ayat of Quran together. So again, Ayatollah Behjat telling us that if the Imam is not here yet, we have to look inward. We haven't done enough yet. Ayat of Quran. So, brothers and sisters, can you turn with me to Surah number 8? Surah number 8 and verse number 53. It should be part of the verse. I want you guys to see with me. Look and make sure, let's first of all make sure I quoted it correctly. So, Surah 8, verse number 53. Does anybody see these words? It's going to be part of the verse. Thalika bi anna Allah. لَمْ يَكُوا مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً عَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ. That is because Allah has never changed any blessing which He has conferred upon a people, حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, until they change themselves. Brothers and sisters, we didn't start the occultation, but you and I can all agree the greatest blessing is the presence of the Wali. A long time ago, Allah saw the people weren't deserving of that blessing. But Allah would never remove a blessing unless the people did something. The people did do something, and Allah took away that ni'mah. Why is He not back yet? We haven't changed ourselves enough. We haven't done our part in order for the Imam to return. Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.